How you doing, Coach?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Tom, what are you seeing as out of the Eagles' offense, some of the problems they've been having?
I don't know if they've been having problems. Division games are always tough. You know, I still think they're tough-minded. I really think they have an explosive attack. And because it didn't work out the first week, you know, you just got to get on track and get going. And I'm sure we're going to get their best Sunday.
How about your thoughts, Coach, on Sam Bradford and what you've seen?
I think he's a heck of a quarterback. He's a heck of a quarterback in St. Louis. Injury set him back, and he's finally healthy and getting his feet under him. He's very accurate, can make all the throws, smart decision maker. You know, they got a good quarterback.
How about your quarterback, Todd? You know, given what happened with Geno and everything, you know, what sort of presence has Ryan Fitzpatrick had for you?
I mean, it's helped having a veteran quarterback when something happens that started in this league and played a lot of games. So that was a common factor for everybody else. And as he got to know the receivers and the offensive line, he's got a good grasp of the offense. So it kind of fit in well for us.
Todd, when you left here, there was a coaching change, obviously. How did you kind of leave here? I mean, that was a difficult year. What did you kind of take from that? What did you learn from that?
You know, I learned probably more that one year than I have in any year I've ever coached, because the stuff Coach Reed went through and the way he stood up there and still directed the team without even flinching and letting it bother him, and the way Mr. Lurie and Howie handled everything was very professional and very classy. And it taught me a lot about humility and how to treat people and how to run my own team if I were to get one. And even though, you know, in the win-loss column, it was a bad year for us, and we kind of knew we all had to go from that standpoint and had to start anew from a leadership standpoint and a humility standpoint, from a football coaching standpoint, from Coach Reed, I learned a lot.
Coach, your defense has created a ton of turnovers these first 2 weeks. Has your defense been better than maybe even you thought it could be?
I mean, we're getting there. We're a work in progress still. We've been fortunate to get some turnovers along the way. We look at the film. We got a lot of stuff fundamentally and communication-wise to still grow. But we're working towards that, and all we try to do is get better every week.
Todd, obviously head coach has been something that you've been aspiring to. When you left here, did you think you were closer to that or further away from that than when you got here?
I really didn't look at it that way. I just tried to be the best DB coach I could be, and then when the coordinator job fell in my lap, I tried to be a good coordinator. Obviously, it didn't work out, and I always go into every job, and I try to be the best coach I can be. And when other people deem you and see you as that, personality-wise and X and O-wise, you know, that says something about them, and I guess it says something about the person and me that they hire. So, you know, I got to give Coach Aarons a lot of credit and Mr. Johnson and Mr. McCagnan a lot of credit, or as well as Andy and Jeffrey and Howard for even thinking of me as a defensive coordinator.
Todd, Chip said that, you know, he respects your defensive philosophy, your schemes and that. And when you left here, he was kind of interested in talking to you, but he thought that, you know, you really liked it in Arizona with Bruce Arians. Did you give this job a consideration? And, you know, where did that kind of stand?
I thought me and Chip had a good talk. You know, the best thing about when I had the talk with Chip, he was very honest and upfront and forthright, and that's all you can ask as a coach when a new staff comes in. And I really thought he should have ran his own team, which he's doing great and doing now, and it just felt like it was time for me to go, and I just needed to start over. You know, it was a lot that happened that last year that kind of you want to forget about, and you want to try to go on your own, see if you can stand on your own 2 feet and just make sure you got your hunger and your coaching IQ back and everything else. But, you know, Chip was great before I left, and the conversation we had was very good.
His defenses are on the field a lot. Did that factor into it?
No, that didn't factor into it at all. I mean, I know they have a good offense and a good defense. That never factored into my decision now.
Todd, on a non-NFL subject, could I just get your thoughts on your alma mater, Temple, getting off the 3-0 start?
Temple. I wear my Temple shirts every day, sweatshirts, T-shirts. They're getting sick of me here in this building, but I think it's outstanding, and Matt Rhule's doing a great job. And I followed them faithfully day in and day out, and big win against Penn State, big win against Cincinnati. Tough win over UMass. You know, I knew that would be a tough win. They get a bye. I'm just proud of them.
Along that line, Todd, you have Notre Dame on the schedule. When you were there and through all everything the Temple went through, did you ever have a sense that having Penn State and Notre Dame on the schedule at the same time could be something, you know, reasonable?
Yeah, I thought it'd be reasonable. I mean, they've been playing tough people a lot over the years, you know, just the fact that they started winning now and people starting to take notice. But, you know, those guys have a good team. They're not upsets. They really have a good team, and I look forward to the games.
This weekend, too, with the Eagles, them coming in 0-2, how big of a game is this for, do you think this will be? How do you think that'll be reflected in what happens Sunday? Their backs are kind of against the wall.
You know, I can't speak for them. It's a big game for us because it's the third game of the year, and we're trying to build something and go somewhere. And I know it's a big game for them because they're trying to build something and go somewhere. So each week presents different challenges, and this week is a challenge for both of us to try to get this win this week.